This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are getting ready for today's match. And get ready they should, because today, one of them's going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? You ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Studio audience, and we have some good contestants today. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Allison Chaney, and...
And what?
And I'm 12 years old.
Oh, and I'm 24. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Allison.
Well, as you know, I'm Allison Chaney, and...
And you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
What else?
I live in Thousand Oaks, California, and my hobbies are baseball and softball and flag football, and...
Well, you're quite a sports freak, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Good, Allison. Nice to have you on the show, and you are?
I'm Lawrence Lee, and I just finished my sophomore year at college.
At college? No yeah. kidding. Good for you. What are you majoring in?
Business administration.
Is this a good luck piece around your neck here?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we'll wish you good luck, Lawrence and Allison. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Buck Rogers today. Well, Lawrence and Allison, shake hands and get ready to go play Starcade. Go on over there to the podiums, and as you get ready, Kevin will tell us about the five games we'll be playing today. Kev?
Jeff, where else but on Starcade can you have an old Western shootout, destroy a fleet of spaceships, and run off with money bags all in 1/2 hour? Our first game today, Roll, a great combat with a terrible foe. Next is Galaxian, a weapon-zappin' spacey chase. Guzzler, and you're a waterman. It's Bagman, a race through the mines for money. And finally, Wild Western, good guys and bad guys on a train chase. Jeff?
All right, Kevin and Allison and Lawrence, those are our five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them is a mystery game. If you pick that within the first three games, you automatically win a prize, and we'll let the home audience in on that secret, what the mystery game is. Kev?
Our mystery game today is Kroll.
All right, now they know, and I'm going to ask you a question, Allison and Lawrence. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you pick our first game. Here we go. The chef on Burger Time can score extra points by smashing Mr. Hot Dog, Mr. Egg, or Mr. Pickle between A, between burger parts, or B, with a spatula. Allison.
Spatula?
No, sorry, it's between the burger parts. That's how they get them. So, Lawrence, you get to pick our first game. What game are you going to play first?
Play Bagman.
Bagman! Oh, one of my personal favorites. So let's find out how to play Bagman.
Jeff, I know I don't need to tell you how to play this game, but for the benefit of our contestants, the money is yours for the taking. Grab it up and hurry to the waiting wheelbarrow on the surface and plunge into the mine for more. Defend yourself with the pickaxe or hop aboard a passing ore cart for a ride into another area of the mine. Save time and steps by taking the mine elevator to the surface. If a guard is in hot pursuit, slow him up by sacrificing one of the money bags. You're the bag man, and your goal is dough.
Now, Lawrence, why'd you pick Bagman?
Because I like it better than the other games.
Okay, I like Bagman, too. So does our director, Phil Martino, who holds a high score here among the Starcade staff. Best thing to do, though, in 50 seconds is just to get as much money as you can and put it in that wheelbarrow. If the guard's in hot pursuit, drop the money on him, and it'll knock him out for a little while. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, we wish you good luck. Get ready. Get set. Play. There he goes. Pick up the axe. Got it. Now he's going to go. 30 seconds. There's one bag of money. Oop. You're going to be in trouble. Look out. Ah, you got one more guy. Do you have time? Let's find out. Now to climb the ladder. 15 seconds. Got the bag. Look out. Now go. 6 seconds. 5. Will you make it? Almost there. Well, you have 4,000 points. Lawrence, not bad in 50 seconds. Head on back. And here comes Allison. Okay, Allison. You like Bagman?
I don't know. I've only played it once, and that was here.
Oh, that was before the show. Well, it's a fun game to play if you get it right. The best thing you do is get that money into the cart, into the wheelbarrow as fast as you can, Allison, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Don't get killed. 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Go. There you go. Up that ladder. Oop, hit the bag. There you go. Got that guard confused, I think. Oh, look out. What are you going to do now? Oh, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Oh, too bad. Okay, next guy coming up. Here we go. Guards are smart. Now you got him. Hurry up. Can you get there in time? 10 seconds. Hurry up. Up that ladder. Come on, Allison. 5, 4. No, you dropped it too soon. Oh, no. You just dropped it before the wheelbarrow. Huh?
I said I was lousy.
Well, that's all right. There's other games coming up. You have 940 points. We'll be right back to find out who gets to choose the next game here at Starrcade. Stay with us, please.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Buck Rogers, and you'll be on a race through space in the 25th century, fighting your way through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city. It's Buck Rogers, furnished by Sega Electronics. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Bagman is over with. Let's see how we stand at this point. Allison, you have 940 points. And Lawrence, you have 4,000 points. Okay, Lawrence. Allison, I don't want you to feel too bad. We've had a player here on Bagman only get 50 points, so you did okay. And, of course, Lawrence, you're in the lead. But there is one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So I have a question, if you guys are ready. Here we go. Frogger rescues the lady frog from the floating log. He gets extra points, A, automatically, B, when and if he reaches home base. Lawrence.
A, automatically.
No, it's when and if he reaches home base. And Allison, good for you. You get the advantage. Now, let's see if you can pick a game that Lawrence is going to have trouble with. What do we play?
That, troll. Or...
Crawl. 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 Ah. All right, that's the mystery game. Good for you. You get a prize, and Kevin will tell you what it is.
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right. And to find out how to play that game, we'll ask the man who learned to crawl after he learned to walk. Kev?
Sometimes, Jeff, you can be so cruel. You're on a mission to rescue Princess Lisa from the beast. First, collect the pieces of your weapon, the glaive, avoiding the crushing boulders. Then begin the adventure, picking up your army for points, defending yourself with the glaive. And that's a magic weapon that always returns. You are Kroll.
All right, I'm going to give you some hints on this game, okay, Allison?
Okay.
And you listen too, Lawrence, if you will. When you go to pick up the glaive, those boulders are going to be coming down at you. If you stay at the edges, you're safe, all right?
Okay.
All right, then if you get to the next screen, you're going to want to pick up your own army. But they'll come to you as you go and fire at the aliens.
All right.
All right, you ready to go?
Yes.
Good luck to you, Allison. Get ready, get set, play. Gotta get the blade. There's one. good for you. Now it's a tough run. Can you make it? Look out. All right. 20 seconds. Doing great. 15 seconds to go. 10 seconds. Here comes that screen. 8. Played, Allison. Terrific. Head on back. Here comes Lawrence. 8,880. Lawrence, that's a pretty tough score. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll try.
How are you at this game?
Average.
Average. All right. We'll find out what average is. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right. Here we go. Here's one. Seconds to go. The second screen is coming up. And we're off. 10. Good. 7,380. Lawrence, head on back. Even the score up a little bit there, but whether it's going to be enough for Allison, I'm not sure. Both of you had a chance to play Bagman and Crawl, and now one of you is going to play for a special prize, so we'll total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. And Allison, you have a total so far of 9,820. Lawrence, you have 11,380. Lawrence, you get to play the Name the Game board. Okay, behind you, as you know, is the Name the Game board. Don't look at it right yet, okay? Because we're going to show you four video games, and if you name the games correctly, you're going to win a good prize. Now, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, now you can turn around. Take a look up there in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Robbie Roto or Dig Dug?
Robbie Roto.
Right you are. That's one. Number two, is that Rescue or Sea Battle?
Sea Battle.
No, sorry, it's Rescue. Number three, Cosmic Chasm or Reactor?
Cosmic Chasm.
No, it's Reactor. That's too bad. Let's take number four. Is that Kix or Fusar?
Kix.
Yes, it is Kix. Okay. Well, that's it. all four are gone. You only got two out of four. That's not enough for a prize. But you're in the lead, and we'll see whether you can take home your Buck Rogers. Or if Allison is going to catch up right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. There's a whole lineup of games now that have been created from successful movies or television series. Tron started it all. First came the movie and then the game. Then Buck Rogers went from television to game. Next came Star Trek, and then the big box office hit Star Wars went video. And at the same time, a movie and a game were released for the very first time. Crawl, a journey into a magical land. The logic for turning successful movies into games is pretty obvious. The game really puts you into the action. Plenty of action left today on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Right in the middle of the action at round two. One game left to play. 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that Buck Rogers game. So, Allison, you ready? Lawrence, you ready? Here's your question. Oh, over here's your question. There you are. Okay. How many snow bees hatch to pursue Pengo the penguin when the game begins? A, three, B, four. I'll read it again. How many snow bees hatch to pursue Pengo the penguin when the game begins? A, three, B, four. Lawrence.
Three.
Three is right. Good for you. All right, Lawrence. There's three games left. Which one shall it be?
Guzzler.
Guzzler. Guzzler it is. And there's only one person to tell us about Guzzler, and that's...
It's the Guzzler, a waterman putting out fireballs, flashes, and demons collecting more water from puddles, or by just walking if he's completely empty. The faster he extinguishes the fire, the bigger the points. He's a waterman, the guzzler.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Lawrence, about all I can tell you about this game, and Allison, you might want to listen to, is if you see the glass or the pitchers in the center and you can get to those, you're going to get some bonus points.
Okay.
Now, don't run out of water. If you run out of water, you got to go drink some or just walk around and you'll fill up. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, you have 40 seconds. Wish you good luck. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Seconds left. Here you go. Good. You've got them both. All right. 2,640. A little trouble with the water, huh?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence, head on back. Let's see what happens to Allison. Come on, Allison. Now, Allison, you need some points, right?
Yes.
You got any particular strategy you're going to use on old Guzzler?
No, just that I want to win.
Well, I don't blame you for wanting to win. There's a big prize at stake here. Let's see how well you do, and you got a chance to catch up now. Just don't get burned up, okay?
All right.
Here we go. 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. And here goes Allison. Careful, Allison. 15 seconds to go. Try to get those flames for bonus points. All right. 3,100. Well, Allison, you beat Lawrence at Guzzler, but whether it's enough points, we'll find out in a minute. Head on back next to Lawrence. And now comes the time when we add up all the scores and find out who today's big winner is. Allison, your grand total is 12,920. Nicely played, Allison. Lawrence sits with 14,020. Lawrence, you got it. You're the winner today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice play. And Allison, you won our mystery game prize, so you don't go home empty-handed. I hope you had a good time.
I did.
And I hear you want to be the first lady baseball player.
Yes.
I hope you make it. Good luck to you. Nice hand for Allison. She played a good game. And for you, Lawrence, we have something in particular, and that is a prize for being the big winner. Kevin?
First, it's Konica's new Disc 15, the world's first autofocus disc camera. Get sharp pictures from 14 inches to infinity automatically. The only disc camera on Earth with autofocus, Disc 15 by Konica. And the Spectre Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM, 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectre Video.
Well, let's see if Lawrence can keep up the good work and see if he can take Buck Rogers home with him. We'll find out if he does right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And two brand new games for the Atari by Tronix, Juice and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix. And Astro Snix. They live on the happy, friendly planetoid called Snickeria, which millions of light years ago came to our solar system from the Milky Way. Astro Snix are available at fine gift stores everywhere.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, Lawrence, now it's time to go for the big prize. It's a chance for you to win your own video arcade game. It is Buck Rogers today. We have two games left unplayed, Wild Western and Galaxian. Now, during the commercial, we informed you that if you picked Wild Western, you'd have to score at least 543 points. If you picked Galaxian, you'd have to score at least 1,483 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players that play these same games. And you reached a decision, and you picked
Galaxian.
Galaxian. Okay, Galaxian is it. That means if you score 1,483 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize. That Buck Rogers is going to be yours. So we'll ask Kevin to tell us about Galaxian, and you and I'll get ready to go over to the game.
Okay.
We are the Galaxians, and we have but a single ship to stop the attacking aliens. We can zap them while they're in formation, or get them in flight for bigger points. And if we can zap the flagship and its escorts, that's best of all, for we are the Galaxians.
Thank you, Kevin. Are you pretty familiar with this game?
Yes.
All right. You know, then, that if when they peel off to attack you, you get more points for the attacking ships.
Right.
If you see two reds and a yellow, hit the two reds first, then the yellow, and you get extra points.
Okay.
All right. That's what you need to do in 30 seconds. Score 1,483 points, and Buck Rogers is yours. Get ready, get set, play. That does it. You got it, Lawrence. You can quit right now. You got Buck Rogers. He didn't want to quit. Congratulations to you, Lawrence. Buck Rogers is yours. You are the big winner here today on Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards from Starcade. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.